Hello and welcome to the Nano Nanofilm Improv Podcast. I'm Dave Heron. This podcast is about my trials and tribulations associated with improv comedy and doing it, performing it, rehearsing it. So this is really a cathartic outpouring of the things that I've learned, the things that I'm struggling with, and an opportunity to share with you and hear from you also some of the things that have worked for you. And equally, there'll be some things on this podcast that you have tried that don't work for you. It's all very subjective. My experience level is, well, I've had a few years experience doing improv. I've taught a bit of improv. I've performed with a whole range of exciting and talented improvisers and learnt from sets that have gone well and sets that haven't gone well. And this is all part of an evolution for me as well. So you're very welcome in joining me on this podcast. So this week, I want to talk about reincorporation. This is the concept of bringing something back from the start of the scene or something that happened earlier on in the improv set, otherwise known as a bit of a callback. Some form of reference to something that was said or done earlier on. And that's just it. It's such a clever but so simple an idea that I simply don't do it and I'm rubbish at it, utterly useless, and I want to try and get much better at doing it. Now, it doesn't have to be something profound. It doesn't have to be a wonderful concept that was brought back from earlier on in the scene that you're suddenly able to explain and raise again. It can be something very simple. It can be a line that somebody said earlier on. It can be an action they did. It can be a walk-on. It can be something they referenced. It can be a specific detail of a product or something that was done. It can be so innocuous, but something that the audience would remember and trigger in their memory. And more often than not, a reincorporation or a callback is very successful. Now, that said, a reincorporation, in my view, is not essential to having a successful improv set. Indeed, I've been very fortunate to be in some and to witness many improv sets where reincorporation wasn't done. It wasn't necessary. In my opinion, it's the cherry on the cake. If you don't do it, it doesn't matter. But if you do it, it looks wonderful. It almost makes the improv set look planned, because if you reference something at the very beginning, like a line, and then you reference that line again at the very end, it makes it look like you were in control the whole time, which you were, because in my opinion, you didn't create the scene on the stage when you stepped onto the stage. The scene already existed and you just articulated it. But it's not essential. But it's something I would like to do more of. Now, I'm not alone in not doing reincorporation. As I said, I've seen plenty of sets where that doesn't happen. So I'm hopeful that this particular podcast will mean something to quite a few of my listeners, and they may also say, yeah, I don't do that either. But if you are one of the few that does incorporation and is consciously aware of it, then we should talk, because I'd be keen to understand what you do to get a little bit better at doing it. So I don't really have many examples to kind of give, but as I say, the idea of taking an idea, a line, something that was done at the beginning of the scene, pocketing it, and by that I mean taking it away, putting it at the back of your mind and thinking, I'm going to call back to that later on because that got a laugh. And actually, that's probably one of the things to think about as well. Taking a line that was said at the beginning or something that was done that got a laugh, taking that and then bringing that back towards the end, I think, in my opinion, from watching different improv sets, those are the callbacks that work exceptionally well, because they also get a laugh at the end as well. But as I say, I don't have many of those examples to give right now. But the other thing I wanted to talk about with respect to reincorporation is, what is the etiquette for reincorporation with respect to calling back lines or things that were done by people in other improv groups. So what I'm referring to here is you are in a group, an improv group, and you're probably one of two, three, four improv groups performing that evening. What is the etiquette for calling back a line or an action or reincorporating something that was done by another group earlier on that evening? Well, like improv itself, there are no rules and there is no right or wrong in that regard. But typically, I don't tend to reference what other people said or did in other improv groups earlier on that evening. And it tends to be a sort of indicative, in brackets, rule, close brackets, of thumb. However, a week or two ago, I did a set with Gamez, the short improv group house team at Hoopla in London. And for the first time ever, I saw a callback to something that was made by another group. The callback was made by Al in our Gamez group. And it's the first time ever I've seen a callback or reincorporation of something that was referenced by an entirely different improv group earlier that evening. So the line that was referenced actually got a laugh by the other improv group beforehand as well. It was a really very funny line indeed. And a mistake, things I've talked about before with respect to finding the hook. And that hook being a mistake that somebody said. And that line was, "What topping would you like on your pasta?" It was really funny. It was really very funny indeed. And the audience laughed hard at it. And the improviser, Josh, knew that he had made a mistake. And it got a great, great laugh. So that was the line that was said. What topping would you like on your pasta? And so when we got on to performing our set, we performed the game Three-Headed Expert, where you have three people pretending to be one person and they say one word at a time. And they're being interviewed by two interviewers who are asking them questions about an expert subject. And our expert subject was making hats for the Pope. Al was one of the interviewers, but throughout the whole game, he was providing continuous bold offers. So there was no breath or pause in the questions that the three-headed expert was getting from the interviewer. It was fast-paced and dynamic. But in those bold offers, Al very carefully and slyly slipped in the offer, "What's your favourite topping on pasta?" And he got a laugh, a big laugh, and it made me, one of the three-headed expert parts, corpse, because it was so unexpected. And it was the first time that I can remember thinking, wow, that reincorporation to another line or thing that was done by another group worked. As I said, in my opinion, these references back to callbacks from other groups who perform that evening don't tend to work. And I think the reason for that is it normally comes across as desperate, as though you're looking for anything to throw into the mix. I've done it when I first started doing improv, and I thought I was probably being clever to make a reference earlier on, because actually the audience might be impressed. But actually, in hindsight, I think people interpret it. And again, this is just my thinking on it, so it might be true or it might not be true. But my view on it is that people think, have you not got anything of your own to offer? Why are you having to make reference to another group? But the way Al delivered that was absolutely fantastic. It was masked. It slipped in under the radar when we weren't expecting it, because the fast-paced delivery of the bold offers that he was providing for us allowed us to be caught off guard by the slipping in of the pasta reference. It was really good and it got a great laugh from the audience. So whilst I wouldn't strongly recommend it to do it all the time, it did work in that example because of the great improviser that Al is. He's a fantastic, very, very funny improviser. And so he was able to slip that reference in under the radar and catch us as improvisers offhand. And of course, back to the things I've talked about before around being playful, it was great. and the audience knew that we'd been caught off guard as well. But generally speaking, probably not one to do unless you're an experienced improviser, like Al is. But again, food for thought for me, and something that maybe I can build into the cherry on top of the cherry on the cake in this example. But I think first principles first, I just need to start reincorporating things that were said or done at the start of the improv set that I can bring back later on. Have you got any examples of where you've done reincorporation or examples where you haven't done reincorporation but you wished you'd had? What sort of things work for you? What don't? I'd love to hear what things you have referenced if you're quite good at reincorporation. What sort of things were they? Were they profound? Were they little small details? Were they things that people did? What was the reaction from the audience as well, if you remember that as well? I'd love to hear what's worked for you and little tricks and tips, as always, that I can use myself, plagiarize basically, and improve my improv going forward. So thanks very much for listening to the Nano Nano Film Improv Podcast, and I'll catch you in the next one.